Rag and Bone Man, cool name. Human on MFR, it's Grace with you. Hello. So here's the deal. I put my Christmas tree up yesterday. I'm thinking having a Christmas tree is very much like having a baby. I've never had a baby, but I do imagine that this is what it'd be like. And as I said earlier, not one person warned me about what was to happen. So it's a real tree. My husband and I argued for weeks, are we going to have a real tree? Are we ready for a real tree? Can we take on the responsibility of a real tree? Eventually, the answer was yes, but both of us were bricking it, but we went on with it anyway. So we go to the tree place and we pick out a tree. Wee man's going over how to look after the tree, what we need to know about the tree. He's seen us on our way home and he's like, bye, good luck with the tree. We're like, thanks tree man, we will. First of all, how expensive are trees? I'll not be eating well this week. Cup of soups all round. Second of all, the tree itself eats and drinks an awful lot. It's had about 8 feeds in not even 24 hours. It just keeps eating. Next thing, keeps making a mess. All the time. Putting the decorations on the tree and there's pine needles everywhere and you're like, stop making a mess. And then there's the fact that the tree is stinking. Like high to the high heavens. Just stinks of, not even the outdoors, just like, makes your head ache. Last night I was lying in bed, I was like, Fraser, we're going to have to go downstairs, close the door, it's stinking. It's like, no, I did it last time. It's like, no, you need to go do it now. And the final thing that's really bugging me about this tree is that we have to name it. This was Fraser's idea. I went with Fred. He wanted to go with various other names like Horatio. And I sat there going, was this really the right thing to do? Should we have got a tree? Were we ready? But then, do you know what? It comes to about 7 o'clock at night. You're sat there with the lights off. You've got your twinkling lights on the tree. Sat there with your microwavable lasagna and your wine. And you look up at your tree and you think, oh, it's actually not a bad wee tree after all. Turn on to your partner like, isn't it beautiful? That's our tree. So there you go. If you're planning on getting a tree this Christmas, remember to be mentally and physically prepared. Because it will eat a lot, it will drink a lot, and it will keep you up at night. And most of all, it will stink. For the whole of December and probably the whole of January too. But when you think about it, that's your wee tree. And Fred's there to stay. And it's all worth it in the end.